Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
I hear from some pretty wacky people out there. They talk about lots of rather gross things, but the death threats haven't come yet. I might be asking for something here.
Okay, death threats, fine. But I think, aren't we talking about people who, what the more, let's say, level-headed, serious ufologists already think are fringe people, or if not hoaxers, outright hoaxers themselves? So you're not really getting the death threats from the believers and people who have had an honest experience. You're getting death threats from people who are trying to pull something over on, you know, put something over on it.
And not necessarily just death threats, but I'll say legal threats, too, from people who, because it looks like we're going against the UFO community, which we aren't, would come in and say, you know, if you guys say anything bad about these guys again, we will do everything in our power to make sure that you end up in court and sued for libel. It's kind of insane. It shouldn't go that far either way.
In my experience, these are the ones that have some kind of, you know, business interest in it. Like, I don't know if we can name Greer or Romanek or whatever that it happens to be, but, you know, they've got some other vested interest. We're not just talking about a person,
right?
You know, who has seen something strange and goes on and to ask some skeptics, you know, what could this have been? I'm trying to understand what that is, and then get pounced on. Right. So, you know, a person who's out to make money at it and is questionable in the first place, I would say that people like myself and Gene and people that are serious about ufology to begin with, any serious ufologist is going to be just as suspect of those people as you are. We've got a common enemy there.
Oh, absolutely. But, you know, it's hard to separate them from everybody else.
Well, they're not part of. I guess they're part of the ufology culture, but then you are too, right?
Absolutely. No, I completely agree with you there. I was trying to see, I had some quotes here that I keep on hand for certain things like that. And some of the strange claims that have been made against us. We actually were quoted somewhere in the Wall Street Journal that I had a black credit card and worked for a secret ops CIA agency, which I thought was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that was kind of the way that, well, yeah, here, just a single quote, legal actions are being taken against them. No, they weren't. At the same time, yeah, people tend to do that.
But then again, who are they really when it comes down to it? That's the real question, you know. Well, so it's and it still doesn't change sort of the fact that it's, well, I guess maybe now maybe I'm doing an about face here. It is just as easy to just say that you saw something strange in the sky as it is to say, well, how do you know what it was? I suppose it could go both directions. You could get somebody.
It does. Yeah, you really have to remain in the middle. I'll give you a great one here. This is a quote that I had sent to me in an email. It says, this person is well-respected and, let's just say, has financial means to do whatever she wants and has the influence of heads of state. Unfortunately, because of Mr. Bonner's reply, I really feel sorry for you guys.
Implying what?
I don't know. That was a...
Because every time we've had you on the show, you've come across as being very level-headed. In fact, we got a really nice comment about you, actually, from one of our forum people that said, I enjoyed the show when Brian was on back in August. Sensible, grounded perspective. So glad to hear a follow-up of the show with him. number one go-to skeptic indeed.
Oh, so, absolutely. And I like that attitude because I want to be that guy, and I want to make sure that, you know, these people out on the fringe don't affect people that are legitimately trying to do it. And I mean the fringe on both sides too, because it can get crazy either side.
So one of the things you mentioned during after the Paracast on Friday was that part of this means critical thinking.
Absolutely.
And so for most people, critical thinking is just sort of a buzz term. They're not really sure exactly what it means, but they know that it's supposed to be some sort of thing that makes some kind of sense. But it really is a little bit more than that. Can you sort of describe to people what you think critical thinking is in your view?
Well, and I would say not applied in the paranormal, but to everything. And it's a really good thing is, number one, don't take everything at face value. Study things that you don't believe or you're interested in. And, you know, I talk to a lot of school kids and I'm like, you know, when your teachers tell you something, if you're not sure about it, don't take it at face value. Go research it. Make sure what you're being told is the truth. And that's the thing, is just being able to have the ability to analyze any claim, anything that you're being told. I mean, if you're watching television and somebody's selling some sort of a, you know, miracle weight loss thing, maybe not. You know, let's look at it and see what the reality behind it is, because everything deserves kind of a critical eye to look at it. And if you keep doing that and finding out that, you know, maybe people's claims are true, it adds a lot more credibility to both what they're saying and how you're investigating it.
Absolutely. Let's just put this out there for people to consider too, that critical thinking, it involves those things, but it's also more of a process too. It's a step by step way of looking at things. So say if we look at something like criticalthinking.org, for example, what they say is that it generates purposes, raises questions, uses information, utilizes concepts, makes inferences, makes assumptions, generates implications, embodies a point of view. And it goes around through all of these various facets. And when it gets to the end, you're left with, well, did we get any further ahead or didn't we? And if we did get further ahead, let's have another look at it and see if we can refine it further and take out any more of the noise that might be in there, so that all that we're left with is the most reasonable possible conclusion, rather than saying, well, this is necessarily definitely what it is, might get to that point, but if we don't, at least we've gotten as far as we can in the most reasonable way possible, so that we're not just left thinking, well, it could be anything.
Absolutely. And you're explaining how the scientific process works. You know, you analyze a claim, or you look for an answer to something, and you have to go through and, you know, come with a theory. Is, you know, could it be this? Could it be this? Well, let's test that specific theory and see. Was it true? If yes, great. Publish your results. If not, well, let's rethink it and start over again and keep trying this process.
One of the things that make it difficult with UFOs is because they're not predictable events. It's not something
exactly
you could duplicate in a lab. So you depend on eyewitness information, and you try to compare them, obviously, to known objects or phenomena. And at the end of the day, if you can't do that, what do you do next?
Well,
you know what? We're
going
to answer that in the next segment, okay? This way I lead to a discussion of the Paracast Plus. Brian was on last week's episode of After the Paracast, so you get a double dose of him if you subscribe. To learn more about the Paracast Plus and getting a version of the show free of the network ads, check out theparacast.plus. Theparacast.plus. To learn more information, prices start at just $1.50 a week.
More to come with Brian, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I've got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, Brian, as I said in the previous segment, UFOs, you can't predict it, you can't duplicate it unless it's conventional. What do you do?
Well, and that's something, you know, I do a lot of training for people that are interested in paranormal research, you know, different techniques you can use. And that's one of the first things that I go through is, you know, here's the scientific method, and here's why it's darn near impossible to apply to anything we do. We try, but, you know, you have to have measurable results. We don't even know what we're measuring. You have to have repeatable results, and generally, whatever phenomena it is doesn't repeat. You have to have controlled conditions. You know, in somebody's house, a field, whatever it may be that you're doing this in, conditions are impossible to control. While we say, yeah, we use scientific protocols as best as possible, and it's darn near impossible to do. So you have to operate at the best that you can, but still, it's... Up until, right. You know, like with the Bigfoot, up until we have a body, it's going to be really difficult.
Right. So there is this difference between critical thinking and the scientific method, in that the scientific method, generally speaking, unless you're dealing with perhaps psychology, something like that, in which case you're dealing with personalities and things that are not material as much, you're dealing with the scientific method with verifiable material evidence. Whereas with critical thinking, you can apply it to ideas and concepts and possibilities.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's, I really think that the study of the paranormal isn't really well suited to the scientific method at all, because there is this lack of verifiable, scientifically valid material evidence. But what we can do is say, well, what do we have, and what is the most logical, reasonable way to look at it and think about it and study it.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we've done, is literally having to say, you know, how can we look at it? But at the same time, by having people who are at least trying to address it critically, maybe we'll come up with ideas. You know, maybe there's something that we haven't thought of yet. Maybe there's something we haven't witnessed yet that is a way that we can approach this. But we need to have the people out there willing to, you know, be a little crazy like the rest of us and see what we can find out.
Right. And I guess it all boils down to, then we have to make the assumption that some people are having genuine experiences. Not everyone is just trying to pull the wool over our eyes or create a hoax or a fabrication. Something is actually happening to them.
Right. And that's what I was saying is, you know, even in our wildest cases, generally, unless it's for something commercial, they aren't faking it. They believe what's happening is real. And, you know, it's up to us to see if we can figure out what it was.
And you were saying this gives you a great deal of satisfaction when you can actually help someone to determine that it is something more mundane, because that way they can identify with it and they can do something about it.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, like I was saying previously, one of the main things that I think really affects people when they're having, you know, any kind of what they perceive as a paranormal event happen is they've lost control over their life. You know, if you're in a family home and you think that there's something happening, you've lost control of your family. And that's a terrible feeling for people. So being able to give them anything back is so, you know, self-affirming for the family. It makes them feel so much better, because even if it's not everything, you're giving them that little piece back, so they feel like they have some control over their lives again.
And, well, of course, that's the same. Isn't that exactly the same thing that some of these people in the realm, well, let's say in the field of the paranormal in general, do as well? Or religion. But they give people some sort of an explanation, some sort of hope.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know,
what separates us from them then in this case?
Oh, there's all sorts of fine lines that are hard to define in this. And, you know, that's one of the things that we've caught a lot of flack for, that, you know, let's say I go to somebody's home and they are absolutely convinced that they have demons in their house. Well, even if I don't feel that there's anything going on, or I've come up with some sort of a rational explanation and they aren't willing to accept it, why not work with them at a level that they are comfortable with? You know, okay, well, how about we get a hold of your parish priest and bring him in and have him bless your house for you?
Oh, really?
Because even if it's a psychological tool at that point, but it works.
That's really interesting. I didn't realize that you might go that far. And that's actually very open-minded in terms of trying to think of what is best for the people that you're working with. Because, and I'm not sure if you have any religious beliefs yourself, or you have, are a person of any sort of faith, or what level of spirituality, for lack of a better term, you consider yourself to be tuned into. But I question all of that stuff. Like, and I'm not a believer in gods other than that they exist within the minds of the people who believe in them. I think that it's, you know, gods are a deification of some particular thing, whether it's a universe creator or the sun or whatever it happens to be. But I simply don't subscribe to any of that. So for me to say, well, you know, how about we work with your church on this, would be something that I just wouldn't want to go there, because but I don't believe in churches.
I would not want to drag a religion into anything without it kind of being a last ditch effort. You know, let's say I go to somebody's house and they say, you know, we hear something wandering around the house at the middle of the night and we're terrified and we know it's a demon because, you know, at a religious level, they believe it's a demon. And I've tried everything I can to say, look, this is, you know, caused by swamp gas, you know, whatever, you know, I'm making stuff up here.
Right, some EM radiation from the cell tower outside the wall. I think you actually talked about a case like that during our last show.
And I tell them that, and they're not willing to accept it because they're so steeped in their religious beliefs, but it's destroying their lives.
Of course, religion obviously is a touchy subject.
Right.
They criticize us if we get involved in any religious discussion, and forget about politics. You talk about
exactly.
That. It's so polarized. You have people who live in this world, then other people who live in the world of alternative facts, which is like an alternate reality, I guess, because they observe something totally different. It's like two people speaking different languages. But I can see here anything that ties into someone's religious belief is going to be almost impossible to overcome.
Exactly.
Exactly. Exactly. We have this break. Gene, Brian, Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump's impeachment trial may be officially stalled, but behind the scenes, House Democrats are getting ready. Staff for the key House committees are expected to work over the holiday recess, consulting with Democratic leadership and preparing for the trial. But that depends on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, who says she won't send articles of impeachment to the Senate until parameters for a Senate trial are set.
President Trump delivered remarks to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland before signing the National Defense Authorization Act. He also said a brand new military service is being created.
With my signature today, you will witness the birth of the Space Force, and that will be now officially the sixth branch of the United States Armed Forces. That is something really incredible.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, this is Bryce Abel. I'm the producer of Dark Skies, the co-author of AD After Disclosure, and you are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Long and short, Brian Bonner, you can't do anything in that case. I mean, some people think UFOs are demonic.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, if it's somebody that's truly having something impact their lives to the point that it's damaging, it's affecting a family dynamic, and they're extremely religious people. Like I say, while I may not support their religious beliefs at all, unfortunately, it's part of them. So you have to be able to, you know, kind of fix them with what they believe. And that's really difficult for people.
Right. My life partner, she died of cancer 2015, but we started our quest into ufology pretty much around the same time when we met each other. And she said to me something that I'll never forget. She said, religion for a lot of people is a support system. And if you're going to kick that crutch out from underneath them, you better be prepared to replace it with something else, because it could ruin their lives if you don't.
Okay, I have a great one for you here. You were talking about James Randi earlier.
Right.
Okay, here's a great example of that. His mother, who was a very religious person, on her deathbed, he's there, there's a bunch of other people around, and she was asking him, you know, am I going to die and meet all of my relatives and, you know, the pearly gates and all of that? And he looked her square in the eye and said, absolutely yes. He caught grief for it. They're like, how could you do that when you don't believe in that? And he says, that's not the time. We're trying to, you know, help her get through something. You don't say, no, you're wrong.
Right.
There's a certain time when you say, yeah, that's exactly how it is. And if that's the kind of support that they need at the time. Now, if it's somebody that isn't a believer, that doesn't have that sort of a thing going on, you know, okay, well, let's talk about the, you know, the logical side to it. Absolutely. But you've got to know how and when to do that.
That's so true. Why is it that people are so touchy, without actually getting into the subjects, you know, you hear people say, okay, don't talk about politics or religion. And yet these are two of the most important subjects for us in society that we'll ever have to deal with. So why do we put up these walls between us to prevent each other from talking it out and working it through and coming to the best answers? Why?
I can answer that really easily. If you look at history, what are the two things that have caused more death, war, tragedy than anything else?
Politics and religion.
Exactly. So,
okay.
I mean, but they need to be handled by the right people at the right time, because everybody I know, even if I've known them for a short time, I at least end up talking about, you know, religions or death or, you know, all of these taboo subjects that generally you wouldn't bring up in public, but I think it really depends on who's having the conversation.
So the answer is because we're afraid it might start a war or a fight, and I guess,
well, we're terrified.
You know, that's just the question. Why is it so necessary that people think they have to fight over this instead of work it out? Because politics and religion are conceptual things. You know, they're not the kind of things that can be settled necessarily by fighting. That doesn't really solve the problem, does it? Like, it just...
Well, and I can explain it to you another way, too. It's not necessarily religions that are the only belief systems. When you talk to somebody that's extremely steeped in any paranormal, any conspiracy, anything like that, if you try to tell them, you know, once again, no, you're not hearing something wandering around your house, it's just this. If they are so firmly believing in whatever it is, you're on a really strange level attacking their belief system. And it becomes a personal attack at that point.
Like okay, but why, and I'm sure you've probably run into this too, and especially if you've ever been on any of the internet forums, attacking a system or a concept or analyzing it, I prefer to use the word, it's just an analysis for me. I'll just look at the situation and look at the concept and go, well, that doesn't make sense. But suddenly it becomes an attack on a person. I've run into this problem a lot of times, and I don't mean any offense to the person. I'm just looking at the idea and going, well, that doesn't make any sense. And then they take it as, well, are you saying that I'm an idiot? And no, that's not what I'm saying. And the next thing you know, you're in this hot water.
Exactly. Now, that's just human nature. That's the way people operate. Because when something becomes a belief and not just a concept, anytime you approach it, it's going to be a personal attack. And that's human nature.
Is that what we're getting into, what's called cognitive dissonance?
To a point.
Where people, the psychological stress of having their worldview challenged leads to a sort of fight or flight response.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when you're threatening when you're bringing up, you know, a religious belief or something like that, you're threatening them. Because especially in religion, that is, you know, kind of like we were saying, that's something that helps them control their lives. You know, that's how a lot of people deal with life, is they fall back on their religion. And if you take that away from them, all of a sudden, you know, they may have to grasp hold of a reality that isn't something that they understand or want to deal with. And it's really frightening. So it's easier to
defend your existing position.
Right. Deny it and defend it to the death.
Wow. Yeah, this is really deep stuff in a way. And we definitely have to be careful when we're talking about it, because, of course, here in the Paracast, we're not out to attack anybody's beliefs. We're out to understand them and to try and figure out what the truth is behind them and in a sort of a universal sense.
Well, and that's my thing is, you know, while I will keep personal beliefs aside, everybody deserves to have their own belief. And, you know, as crazy as it may be, as long as it's not affecting anybody else, fine. Believe whatever you want to believe.
But isn't that totally anti-skeptical? I mean, the whole idea of being a skeptic is to doubt everything, and even your own thoughts.
It's to doubt everything, absolutely. But at the same time, just because I don't believe in it, does it hurt me because somebody, you know, as crazy as it may be, you know, the world's flat? No, it's probably not going to affect anybody. Now, if they tell me that their ex-religion and I have to become this, or they're going to, you know, attack somebody or do something terrible, well, then it starts affecting people and you need to look into it. But, you know, freedom of religion and freedom of speech and all of that are very, you know, they're kind of a basis for what we do.
Of course, there are levels where, maybe on one hand, believing in an afterlife is fairly innocuous. It's not going to have any immediate real physical impact on a person's life. But creating some sort of health product that is bogus, maybe even poisonous or bad for a person, that could affect a lot of people in a very meaningful physical way. And yet, you know, they might market it under some new agey term or something like that. And so we need controls for that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's a really fine line. And I've had more than my fair share of, well, and think about it this way. If somebody came out with a miracle cure, they say, you know, my magic box or magic gel or whatever it is can cure autism.
Let's drop it there and find out if it can or not. I don't think so. Brian, Gene, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
So, magic, mystical remedies, Brian Bonner. Tell us more.
Well, and the thing is, if they did work as claimed, they would truly be paranormal because they would defy the known laws of science. You know, I've had the fortune, I'm not too sure where I'd headed, to have to investigate some things that have been claimed like this. And it's just because of the fact that, you know, things would be paranormal. So, you know, where do they draw the line? And there's a lot of people that will say they'll attach some sort of a spiritual label to it because it's easier to get away with. So you've really got to be careful with that, too. You know, like you say, you stick a New Agey label on it, and all of a sudden it's a religious belief, and you don't have to, you know, you don't have to license it anymore. It's just a belief. But
right. Until somebody takes, you know, too much of it, and they end up in the hospital or something.
Absolutely. But then you can take it to the extreme of, you know, let's say somebody is going to a religious healer instead of going to their, you know, their doctor for the cancer that they have. Or there's somebody with a severe psychological problem, but they'd rather go see their deliverance minister. You know, where do we draw those lines and how do we draw them? And,
right.
You know,
we do have them. There are religions that actually prevent blood transfusions. And so in some cases there have been cases like that. I'm sure you've probably heard of them where a child will be at risk of actually dying because their parents will refuse to give them medical treatment that is required, but it goes against their religious beliefs.
Exactly. But, you know, let's look at another case there. Let's say you have a family who believes that their infant is possessed and they, you know, they were performing an exorcism and it killed the child. That's their religious belief. Should we go after it? I say, yes, we should, because, you know, there's things that we know can affect psychology,
Interesting question. We got into, I think we talked a little about a sci-fi show called Babylon 5. And they have an episode that deals with that, where the doctor on board the station is faced with having to treat a patient by doing an operation, but the parents beliefs are such that if they cut into the child, it will release their spirit, and they will therefore be shunned and turn into essentially a demon.
Exactly.
And so the doctor, who is very a medical professional, goes, well, that's absolutely ridiculous, goes and seeks out the an override from the commander of the station, who ends up siding with the parents. So his solution is that he's going to do it anyway, and he does it without anyone's permission and saves the child, and in the process risks his job and his livelihood and his career and everything.
Absolutely. And, you know, there are those fine lines, and they move around. You know, it's what is a known medical practice that will help somebody, and what lengths are we willing to go to, you know, save somebody when we know there's a cure, but the parents aren't willing to do it. No, it's not even necessarily life and death things. You know, what psychological damage may be happening with things like this?
Well, this is really interesting, because in this case, the child survives, but then the child is shunned by their entire culture and parents, too, and has no home to go to. And then when the child is given back to their parents, they just take their kid and go off and kill it anyway.
Exactly.
So, well, you know, really tough stuff.
I'll give you a case, and I'll ask you what do you think the right answer to this situation is. And I'm going to give you a light version of it, but it's one that absolutely killed me. A deliverance minister who was having a big rally, whatever you want to call it, pulls a person from the audience. She's young, kind of drugged there by her parents, and finally gets worked out of her that she was pregnant and she has had a miscarriage but has not passed the child. So she's still, you know, with child, but it's not alive. And the entire situation is blamed on her and her family for the horrible things that they've done throughout their lives. But then a session is held because they're going to bring the child back to life. They're going to do a healing. Should somebody be prosecuted for that?
For doing a healing or
for promising that they're going to bring this dead child back to life and, you know, psychologically screwing these people up for blaming them and everybody that's related to them for, you know, having this happen when it was a medical mishap.
Well, the big key, of course, is if it's a medical mishap, was it accidental or deliberate? On the other hand, they could take the person and immerse them in a Lazarus pit. And I don't think
But I'm glad you stepped in there, Gene, because it's pretty heavy stuff.
Yeah, that's sort of, you know, ethical dilemmas that I've had to deal with firsthand. And wow. But at the same time, it's so interesting. Some of this stuff is horrifying, but on the other hand, it makes for great ethical talks, too.
It does, and that's what I was getting at. I mean, these are really important topics about our lives, and you know, I would really like to be able to see people in the world be able to communicate with each other about them in a really positive way, rather than, you know, getting all upset and fighting over it a lot more. So that's why I like to bring it up, and you know, thanks for sharing that with us. Because we don't often get the chance to do that with a sort of a thinker that is along your lines. We mostly just hear stories from people, encounters, not so much, you know, we don't get into the depth of it, of the ethics of the questions and what it means. And I think we really should, because otherwise, why are we really doing this? Are we just doing it to get a thrill out of it? Like, oh, wow, you know, went to a haunted house, and was that ever fun? You know, now it's time to play some video games.
Well, and I tell people that, you know, really want to get into the field, a couple of things. You know, there's different levels of paranormal research, whatever it may be, but I'm going to use ghost hunting because that's kind of my fallback. There's somebody who's actually going to get into it and really, really do the research, really do the studies, learn the religions, learn the psychology, learn the physics, learn everything behind it, and try and apply it towards every case that you work on to try and come up with the best answer. And that's, you know, that's really a true investigator. However, there's the other level of it, which is what I've just tagged as ghost hunting, which is, you know, you go out with your friends on the weekend, you drag a Ouija board out to the cemetery, you get drunk, you have fun. And one is a relative of the other one, but it's, you know, it's more of a party game. But
it's more of a cultural thing.
Exactly.
I guess it's all cultural, but, you know, it extends from serious investigation all the way out to entertainment.
Exactly. And I think people really need to, you know, address what is it that they really want to do before they dive into it. Because, you know, are you psychologically prepared to have to deal with a family that believes that they have demons in their house and you're going to be their fallback person to take care
wow.
of it?
Actually, you know, yeah, that is a really good question. Nobody's ever put it that way to me before. Are you, because that is a huge responsibility, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, when somebody says, well, you know, we have a demonologist, they'll take care of it. Well, probably not. You know, you need people that really understand psychology. You need people that understand every possible weird religious configuration out there, just in case you run across people that need help. And first of all, you need to realize you're not a psychiatrist. If you have to call backup, you call for backup. You call a mental health professional. You call a psychiatrist. You call a medical doctor. You call whoever you can to make it right.
To do the assist, yeah. Well, that's exactly why I was so hesitant to get involved with the abduction case that I ran across, because I'm not qualified as a psychologist or a psychiatrist or a hypnotist. I've got a pretty good background in ufology,
but we got to do this break. More to come with Gene and Randall. And Brian, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
We also have swag. You know, we have all these exclusive Paracast things that you can buy. We've got, like, I guess 60 or so different items. And entails T-shirts, sleeves for notebook computers, iPad cases, mouse pads, the Paracast Jumbo tote bag, all sorts of T-shirts and jackets and stuff like that for men and women. We have a Paracast aluminum water bottle. All this stuff, you go to store.theparacast.com, store.theparacast.com. What makes it special is that the items are the best quality, you know, great T-shirts, fabrics, and they have our official logo on them. That's what makes them special, in multiple sizes and colors. We even have stuff for children, stuff for women, stuff for men. We have all sorts of sizes, like small up to X large. A lot of good stuff. That's the swag from the Paracast. You go to store.theparacast.com, stop by, and take a shopping tour.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.